Matt Greenwood for Regional Radio Sports, speaking to a baseball dream teamer for the 2019 Regional Radio Spring Dream Team. His name is Jordan Duncan of the Herculaneum Black Cats, and the kid had a pretty amazing year at the plate and on the mound as well, and we'll dive into some stats here in just a bit. But first off, we want to congratulate you, Jordan, on making the Dream Team. How'd you find out about the news, and how do you feel about it?
I actually got a text from Coach Bone saying that I made it, and when I read it, I felt pretty good inside. It's always been one of my goals to achieve for myself, and just felt really good to myself.
How did your teammates, your friends, your family, how did they react to the news? Were they pretty ecstatic about it?
Yeah. My parents were actually pretty proud of me. They, from being selected, and from my friends, I got a lot of congratulations and all that all over social media and everything.
Okay. Well, I'm just glad that you had great support, obviously, and great reaction to it. That's kind of what we're looking for, you know, with this dream team. So,
yeah.
So that's pretty awesome, and like you said, something you've been looking forward to achieving for some time now. Let's go ahead and dive into those stats, if you will, and then we'll ask you something about them. But a .429 batting average, it's pretty solid. 8 doubles, 2 triples, 3 home runs, 27 runs scored, 15 bags swiped, 14 runs driven in. On the mound, you had a 6-4 record, a 1.37 ERA, 86 strikeouts in 56 and a third innings pitched, 3 complete games. You had the 4th most strikeouts in the St. Louis metro area. I mean, it's just, for a junior, these are quite spectacular stats. What kind of stands out to you? What are you most proud of and why?
Over the season, I'm most proud of my ERA, actually, and the amount of strikeouts I actually had. I've never really been much of a pitcher, actually. And to get those kind of stats and all that, I'm pretty accomplished of what I did over this season.
What about moments or a moment or two? It could be something on the field, off the field, that really stands out to you about your junior year.
On the field was actually in districts when we finally beat R7 and to move on to the district championship. And then off the field, I think it was probably the team barbecue. It showed us players time to spend together and bond, actually.
Yeah, it's really cool. And I know it was in the first round of the district tournament against Arcadia Valley. You hit a moonshot over to right field, I believe it was. And, that got you guys on the board, and that was a pretty cool experience for you, I'm sure. Give us the feeling of what it's like to hit a home run, not just in a game, but in a playoff game, no less.
Like when you hit that sweet spot off the bat, it just feels so good. It just feels so good. And then, like when I hit it, it kept carrying, and then it went in the trees, and I just heard a lot of cheers and everything from the crowd. And then that's like a huge confidence booster from our team, and just made me feel really good inside.
That's awesome, man. I've never hit a home run in my life, so I wouldn't know the feeling. But obviously you felt that moment 3 times, and once, of course, in the playoffs. I want to get to your coach, Coach Zach Bone. Not only do you play for him at Herculaneum, but you also play for him on the Festus Legion team. Just talk about that relationship and his impact on you and you know, sort of where you stand as a pretty strong baseball player in this Jefferson County and in this regional radio listening area.
Yeah, throughout the years, he's put more trust in me as a player, and makes me feel good inside to have his trust and everything. And he's taught me so many things over the years about baseball, or something to prepare me for adult life. It's really so unbelievable how many things he knows about the game. And cannot thank him enough for all he's done.
He's obviously knows what he's doing, getting the best out of a lot of guys. Speaking of the guys and sort of the year you had, you know, sort of a back and forth seesaw type of season for you guys, but you know, when the playoffs came, you guys showed up. You beat Arcadia Valley, as you said, your favorite moment of the year, beating Jefferson. You get to a district championship game and get to play a very, very tough West County team, obviously. But as you, you know, as you went through the process, the ups and downs of a season, what sort of the game, if you will, that you felt was sort of basically identified who you guys are as a squad?
Back to probably, well, it probably started out the Pies game where we actually, like, it showed who we really were. And, like, it was like a 1-0 game. Well, a lot of people from the county were probably thinking we're going to get blown out by an undefeated team. So that was pretty much our turning point probably of the year. And we had our ups and downs going from there. And then this year time, we were just ready to play, and it showed.
I think Coach Bone and I, whenever we would talk before games, he would say things like, well, we got Jordan Duncan pitching, we stand a chance. To know that he has that confidence in you, what does that do for your confidence?
Oh, it just makes me feel so good inside. When I know I have my coach's confidence, it just makes everything go smooth and everything.
You got one more year to go as a Herculaneum Black Cat. What is Jordan Duncan working on between now and then to, I don't know, maybe double up the number of home runs or increase that batting average, maybe even lower that ERA, increase the strikeouts as a pitcher? What are you going to be working on to get better?
I'm definitely going to be working on strength, and I'm going to try and increase the my fastball a little bit, get it thrown a little harder. And I'm going to try and break my curveball a little more. So.
Okay, very well. And I guess you'll be working on those things during Legion Ball. So as a member of the Festus Post 253 team. So, all right, well, good. I mean, your fastball's already pretty electric, and who knows what Jefferson County can expect next year from you. But, hey, man, congratulations on making Dream Team first-time selection, and best of luck moving forward, and we'll see how your senior year goes.
All right, thank you.
All right, that is Jordan Duncan of the Herculaneum Black Cats, a baseball dream teamer this year, joining us today on Regional Radio.